This is John Coster of Citizen's Eye, and it's Tuesday, the 2nd of July, in the afternoon. I think it's about 20 past two, and we're here at BBC Radio Leicester for our regular Tuesday community newsroom drop-in. And I've pulled into a little quiet room here, Rob Watson. How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thanks, John. Yourself?
Not too bad. So thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Now, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, really. Let's kick off with, how's things been going since the Community Media Association conference that you went to? Your Community Media World podcast that you created after there's really interesting listening. So how's things been developing since then, and what have you learnt?
Really well. I've managed to get out and do another couple of interviews with some people who volunteer and run community media groups. I've been down to London and spoken to the guys at Resonance FM and had a really great conversation about the style and the particular way that they work as a community radio station, because they're very kind of music and arts focused. So they're not your traditional volunteer type organisation, but they've got a very clear idea that they want to be an alternative to mainstream media. And I had a really good long conversation with Ed, the guy who runs that, and he's got some, I mean, we spoke for quite a while, and I've got to edit it down quite a bit, but that'll be one of the interviews that'll go into the next Community Media World podcast. Then I met up with some guys who are running a online radio station called Zone One Radio, and they're looking at, one of the things people make an assumption in London is that there's actually radio stations that serve the city and the people of the city that allows people to talk about their shared in common experience. A lot of the time, commercial stations these days are very much formulaic. They're based around small playlists and very commercial, very focused on advertising. And to some extent as well, local BBC London has a more kind of news official agenda, so ordinary people aren't necessarily getting on to the radio to talk about their own experiences. But there are examples of things like, language-based community radio stations and youth-based community radio stations, but their take on this was that actually there needs to be something to connect people as a kind of common experience. So things like using the tube. It's buying food in London. I mean, I'm not talking about going to posh restaurants, just, kind of surviving as there's 8 million people engaging in Zone 1 in London every day, which is just enormous. How do those people find out about things? And what? So there's different types of communities. You've got communities of geography, communities of interest, communities of faith, communities of language. And what they were really thinking about was kind of communities of experience, and that was great. The other person that I've been to see is John Sketchley at Hermitage FM, and I was just blown away by what they do there. I've never been there before, and I feel ashamed that I've never been there before, but the idea of having a cafe, a volunteer-run cafe, and a bric-a-brac shop, if that's not, that's what it is, and upstairs is the radio station. And I just thought, it just instantly you feel at home in there, and you feel connected with the people who live in Coalville. John's just a really inspiring guy. He's got a really clear idea of how volunteering should work, and the fact that everybody, the first thing anybody is at Hermitage FM is a fundraiser, with the emphasis on fun rather than kind of the boring stuff. John was saying, we don't just stand in the town square with a bucket and ask people to throw money into it. We do things, we go out to events, so they're really good.
Do you think that what John and the guys there have managed to achieve with Hermitage FM in Coalville is not a community resource that serves the community, but they've managed to bring the community to them with the coffee shop and the bric-a-brac shop and those kind of things, to anchor that community as part of the radio station, getting them to take some ownership of it?
Well, I really need to go and spend a few more days there and volunteer and really find out what those volunteers think of it. But just, you see, you know what it is as soon as you walk in the place. It's not hidden behind, locked doors. It's not in the middle of an industrial estate, hidden away somewhere. It's slap bang in the town centre with the traffic going past, with people walking backwards and forwards. and it's, you know, you anybody can drop in. So it kind of takes it off, it takes media, if you like, off its pedestal, and it puts it down at that kind of street level stuff.
Is it like visibility and accessibility?
Yeah, yeah. And it's, and participation is the big thing. So while you might not be somebody who feels confident about participating in making radio programmes or business administration, you can help out in the coffee bar. And you can get skills by doing that. So they offer NVQs, and they work with the local colleges to be able to offer those kind of, as well as those entry-level skills. Or you can come in and just be, you know, a companion to people where you just sit and chat. And, you know, you find out what people's interests are. So it's very much driven by the people who want to participate. And it tends to, what I really like is the idea that it looks at Colville as one community. Whereas, you know, BBC Leicester serves a huge area of Leicestershire and Leicester City Centre, and they're so different, and so, you know, so many different communities within there, that it's almost impossible for them to provide something for everybody. But with the kind of Hermitage FM approach, it's really driven by the people who are committed to and supportive of Colville as a place to be and live and bring up families and, you know, retire and whatever else.
Now, you've spoken to quite a few people over the last couple of months since you've created the Community Media World Podcast opportunity. The lady from, was it Sunderland University? About the student radio station there and engaging with the community. And obviously you've done things with like Hermitage FM. And now you've been doing some regular volunteering with the Leicester People's Photographic Gallery. What do you say connects them all together with that community media banner? Is it still about conversation and engaging people in a way they want to be engaged?
It's participation. Is that there's so many levels that you can participate on. It doesn't have to be anything. People think that media is somehow beyond them. It's not. It's just about, you can do very simple things. You know, just looking at photographs, just being around photographers. And just learning that, you know, anybody can take a photograph. And it allows people to show the world in a way that's unique to them. Yes, you know, you can kind of learn techniques and tricks in order to be able to do that. And, you know, we have an idea of what professional photography is supposed to be about. But putting the camera in people's hands, or, you know, using somebody's camera on their phone these days, is incredibly empowering. It gives people an opportunity to share what's inside their head or what they've caught or thought of something at that moment. And that becomes the starting point for the conversation. And so it's about, you know, if we're going to invest in and support community media, it's because it gives you something to share and it cuts across age groups. It cuts across social classes. It cuts across races and ethnic groups. It's, you know, it really can help people to mix things up an awful lot. And you're working with people that you probably would never have expected to have worked with before.
Now, I always say to people when they talk about hyperlocal journalism, that hyperlocal really is a way for the mainstream media to paralyse, if you like, citizens journalists, because they say to you, well, I won't deal with you until you've worked out how you're going to make any money. And so hyperlocals then tends to be about, well, how do we advertise, all these kind of things. Whereas I've always seen Citizen's Eye as being about issue-based or theme-based, and hence the news agencies and, you know, the work that we do with, you know, the disabilities and the carers and the refugee and asylum seekers and ex-offenders and stuff. Do you see the opportunity with community media as well? It's about trying to get people to realise that it should always be based around themes or issues as opposed to areas? Or do you think there's still opportunities? Because you say there, I mean, to serve London is much bigger than saying service in a postcode. And hyperlocal seems to be about not just local, but hyperlocal, therefore a very tight geographic area and stuff. Whereas when you're servicing a community, as you said, a faith, no faith, demographic or geographic, it gives you an opportunity to cover it in more detail, but reach out and cut across some of the usual divides that we would have there in society.
You wouldn't walk into a newsagent and choose a magazine that was just general interest, that had a bit of everything in it. you tend to go for specialist magazines like, you know, Men's Health or Cinema or Photography or Railways. So you can dice and slice it in whatever way you want. And that's the great thing about community media. The boundaries aren't the same as you would do in traditional. You know, we're not trying to develop a channel that you have to push things along. You start from the basis of asking what are people interested in, and you can probably explore it in 3, 4, 5, 6 different ways, all starting from the same kind of level of interest. And it's about using as many techniques as you can to retell that story. Well, I suppose what it boils down to in the end is letting people tell stories for them, about themselves, for themselves. And it's about building people's skills and capability and awareness that actually they are entitled to do that. There are some tricks and tips and things that you can do it safely and responsibly. And you know, that's really what we want to try and get established with the community media hub sessions that we're doing here. How do you engage in a way that you are being sensitive to other people's needs, but at the same time tell your own story or issue? So it might be that you have a particular bee in your bonnet about something that you really want to communicate to people. Well, okay, that's great. You would not necessarily get the opportunity to do that in any other way. But, you know, you can do it through your own podcast on your own website. It's just making sure that you do it, you know, with kind of like a drive and test, if you like, where you learn the basics of what it's like to be out on the road. You know what the theory is, you learn what the practice is by doing it and by engaging with it.
Excellent. Now, we've got Community Media Week in November, and we're planning the Community Media Training School, sort of tasters and sort of, you know, that non-accredited, non-formalised approach. Do you think we're anywhere near scratching the surface of the opportunity with community media in Leicester or Leicestershire or globally? Because at the end of the day, it's what it is to you. And I think that is the beauty of it. It's hard to define, if you like, but also that creates an opportunity because then you're not excluding anybody based on your own definition. It's more about giving people a platform to find their voice and communicate in a way that they want to.
If you ask the question, how many multimedia, mobile, internet-enabled devices there are going to be on the planet by 2020, the estimate is that there's going to be something like a trillion. We need to be giving people the skills and helping people learn how to use that very, very powerful device that they have in their hands that they can use to transmit and produce, transmit, share, network images and videos and sounds. And we need to be helping people to do that in a way which is exciting, fun, engaging, responsible, open to, you know, encouraging a better life, if you like. And that might be a bit idealistic, but you know, the media revolution hasn't started yet. You know, it's going to be really kind of rattle on, and this is just the starting point of it. We're at the foothills, the things that we're doing.
Well, I always think it's not the death throes, it's the growing pains.
Yeah, quite. It's at some point we're going to sit there and think, you know, what on earth have we let ourselves in for?
Brilliant. Cheers, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, I need to get that updated. Yeah.